You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to catch up again with RNIB's campaigns team. And we're joined now by Ross Megan and Shamin Khan. Welcome in both.
Hello.
And Shamin, what are we going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to be focusing on the proposed train ticket office closures. We've got the latest update on the consultation today. We've got Eric with us, who's our policy officer on inclusive journeys and has all of the details.
Eric, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. I know you've been speaking to us a lot recently about the consultation and the concerns and what's been going on. Bring us up to speed for people who might not be aware. Bring us up to speed.
Okay, so at the beginning of July, on the 5th of July, all the train operating companies that operate ticket offices in England announced a consultation about where they propose to close almost all of them, almost 1,000 ticket offices. They said their plan was to move the staff to other parts of the station. They insisted that there would be just as much staff around, but that doesn't seem actually to be the case when you look at the proposals, and people are obviously worried about, even if there are staff, especially if you can't, how are you going to find them? If you can't see them, how do you know where they are? If they move away from the one place, the ticket office that you do know, obviously that's a massive problem for blind and partially sighted people. So we've done a lot of, you know, work around this. Obviously, we were part of a roundtable with the Rail Minister, Hugh Merriman, early on during the consultation period. We wrote a joint letter to the Transport Secretary with other charities in the sight loss sector. We've been on all kinds of media coverage. I got to go on BBC Breakfast. That was fun. And other national news and lots of local interviews as well. We've done a social media action where we asked people why they need a ticket office. Because one of the kind of story around why they aren't needed, why the train operating companies think that it's a good idea to shut them and not have staff there, is because they say only a small percentage of tickets are sold at ticket offices. And while that's true, they also provide a lot of other, you know, support and help and advice just by being, again, that fixed location. So we've tried to explain why we need ticket offices and, you know, why they help us go to work or go to appointments or see family or whatever we do on trains.
Well, is it fair to say that some of the rail operators don't really understand some of the benefits that their own offices are providing people?
It does seem that way. They're really focusing on the fact that only a small percentage of tickets are sold there, and that most kinds of tickets can be purchased from the ticket vending machines in stations. And even if that's true, there are some tickets that it isn't possible to get from the machines. And some of those tickets are ones that particularly are relevant to blind and partially sighted people. Like you can get a disabled rail card from a ticket office, but you can't get one from the machine, and different kinds of tickets that are particular for, you know, wheelchair users and other people, you know, other disabled people are finding this especially. It's no good saying most of the tickets can be bought from the machine if either you can't use the machine or the particular ones you want can't be there. But yeah, the point we're trying to make with the I Need a Ticket Office campaign is that ticket offices do a lot more for us. You know, there's lots of benefit to be had just from knowing where somebody will be found. You know, one of the points that we're making now is that if the staff are kind of wandering around the station on the platform of the concourse, like any other passenger, how does somebody with sight loss know if someone manage to be approached by somebody saying, hi, I'm a staff, do you need a hand? There's no guarantee that that is actually, how do we verify that that's a staff member, you know, rather than just another random member of the public?
And the consultation has now been extended to the 1st of September. What sort of feedback and information have you had from people who've already taken part in the consultation work?
So we found that the consultation process itself has been quite inaccessible, unfortunately. Not only is the 21-day period really inadequate for such a drastic and complex change, but also the process itself has been very confusing. So it's been run by two passenger watchdogs, one called London Travel Watch and one called Transport Focus. So the first thing someone had to do was find out whether the station they wish to talk about is in London, whatever London means here. I still haven't been able to figure that out, or outside London. And then you have to find that particular kind of travel watchdog's website and respond to them with the idea. And you know, often having to know which particular train operating company staffs the ticket office that you want to talk about, which isn't the kind of thing a lot of people know. A lot of us don't pay attention to things like that. It seems a very arcane and difficult process. So we've been trying to help people navigate that process, but we've also found a lot of difficulties in other aspects of accessibility, like finding out whether the train operating companies are offering their proposed changes in formats that people can access. So they've only had to say on a poster in the station that the consultation is happening, and the detailed proposals themselves, which can be very detailed and kind of drown you in information when it's 99 PowerPoint slides long, have mostly been online. So for people who aren't, you know, online, and we know that twice as many blind and partially sighted people are digitally excluded, not having access to the internet, compared to the average population, or just people who don't, you know, people who might prefer to read something in print or whatever, in audio, where those options are offered, we've had difficulty with, you know, how to make those requests. People have been calling phone numbers that are putting them through to people who don't understand what they're asking. People have been making unsuitable kind of suggestions to us, like use the website, or saying they have to email rather than phone, not understanding the difference between Braille and large print. So it really seems like even if they're saying we have alternate formats available, it hasn't really been easy or possible in some cases to access those. So there's a lot of difficulties with the consultation process itself, that as well as asking for the consultation period to be extended, RNIB has been asking for a much easier, much more accessible process to respond to this consultation.
And if people listening would like to get involved and respond to that consultation, what's the best way for them to do that?
If you go to RNIB's website, on the main page, the big kind of banner at the top says, you know, take action on this. So if you click on that, it will take you to a web page that explains some of these details, talks about the different transport focus, London Travel Watch. We have a kind of guideline on how to respond as well that you can download. Unfortunately, there's no consultation questions, so we can't really give detailed feedback, but we can kind of suggest things people might want to mention in their responses. So we have that resource available as well. And you can always get in touch with RNIB if you need more help.
Ross, obviously it's been a busy month in July, and I think August, it seems to be shaping up to be another busy month as well. What's the best way to get involved with campaigns with RNIB?
Yeah, July has been an incredibly busy month for the Pulsing Campaigns team. Aside from the rail ticket office closures, in the early part of the month, we attended the local government association conference in Bournemouth. And we also in July provided our reaction to the newly published Disability Action Plan, and that included details on how people can respond to the consultation that's ongoing around that plan as well. And if anybody does want to find out any information about those, or you know, the rail ticket offices or any of our campaigns, there's various ways to sort of keep in touch and get involved. So you can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can go to rnib.org.uk/news and select campaigning as the filter, and that will bring up all the news stories published by our team. And also you can follow us on social media using Twitter by going to the account rnib_campaigns. And we're also on the new platform Threads, and you can find us on that by searching for just RNIB campaigns as well.
Fantastic. Well, lots of incredibly important work going on as ever. From RNIB's campaigns team, Ross, Shamin and Eric, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.